CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can find the script on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. It's Sunday the 29th of April 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines: RSGB AGM, Sunday Times letter response, bars operating at Royal Mint. Illness of a key RSGB staff member means it's not been possible to prepare local news again this week, for which we apologise. We hope to be able to present local news again next week. Details of many club events can be found in the April and May editions of Radcom, supplemented by the link to the May edition of Radcom, affiliated clubs newsletter at the end of this bulletin, and the events list on the RSGB website, rsgb.org/main/clubs/events. In fact, this red bulletin is limited only to the main RSGB news. At the RSGB AGM held in Birmingham last Saturday, the 21st of April, Simone Wilson, M0BOX, and Mark Jones, G0MGX, were elected to the RSGB Board of Directors, whilst Philip Willis, M0PHI, was endorsed as a nominated director. Graham Murchie, F4FSG, stood down as chairman after serving in the role of 4 of his 5 years on the board, and both Steve Hartley, G0FUW, and Alan Messenger, G0TLK, finished their terms on the board. Ian Shepherd, G4EVK, was appointed as the new RSGB board chairman. Following a letter in the Sunday Times earlier this month which suggested that amateur radio aerials affected nearby Wi-Fi, the RSGB submitted a full response. The Society is delighted that not only did the paper print one of the points it made, but also included a valid comment by another radio amateur who referenced the RSGB. The RSGB understands from the newspaper that to publish responses like this is unusual. You can read the short piece at tinyurl.com/the-times-response. Members of the Barry Amateur Radio Society will be active from Her Majesty's Royal Mint at Llansant, South Wales, on the 1st and 2nd of June. They'll be using the call sign GB4RME, Radio Monitoring and Espionage, to assist at the launch of the new 10p coin featuring James Bond. They'll be displaying a World War II spy radio set used by the SEO in France, as well as teaching the public Morse code and showcasting data modes. During the event, they will have a QSO with the National Radio Centre, NRC, based at Bletchley Park. The RSGB has received one nomination for president and so is pleased to announce that Dave Wilson, M0OBW, has been duly elected as RSGB president until the 2020 AGM. The Society would like to place on record its thanks to Nick Henwood, G3RWF, for the excellent work he has done during his term as president. Dave's term of office will start on the 12th of May. The WIA Annual Radio and Electronics Convention will be held on the 18th to the 20th of May. For information about the programme, see the event website www.wia.org.au/convention. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance has now been renewed for the year to April 2019. Club Insurance certificates can be downloaded from the RSGB website. Please use your membership service as login to obtain the copy of your certificate. Beacon and Repeater Insurance remains at £10 and you may renew on the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. Chertsey Radio Club are using a long-distance road trip to raise money for the children's ward at St Peter's Hospital in Chertsey. James Priest, M0JFP, will leave the UK on the 12th of June and drive 1,500 miles from the UK through France to Benidorm in Spain, arriving on the 18th. He'll be working a lot of radio over the week, including satellites, HF and some local repeaters. To find out more, email chertseyradioclub@hotmail.com. Now for details of events and rallies in the coming week. Today the 29th, the Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Exhibition Blackpool Rally takes place at the Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre in Blackpool, FY29AA. car parking is available and talking station will be on the air. The doors open at 10:15 for disabled visitors and 10:30 for the general public. As well as trade stands, there'll be a bring and buy and special interest groups. An RSGB bookstall will be present. For more information, contact Dave, M0OBW on 01270 761608, or email dwilson@btinternet.com. The event's website is www.narsa.org.uk. The Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally takes place today at the America Hall, De La Rue Way, Pinhoe in Exeter, EX48PW. This event was rescheduled from the 4th of March due to snow. The rally opens at 10:30 with disabled access and bring and buy booking in from 10:15. Although the event may be open early if the weather is bad and the exhibitors are ready. Admission is £2 and there's on-site catering. Details from PG3ZVI 07714198374 or email g3zvi@yahoo.co.uk. Next Sunday, the 6th of May, the Thorpe Camp Hamfest, formerly the Dambusters Hamfest, takes place at Thorpe Camp Visitor Centres, Tattersall, Thorpe in Lincoln, LN44PL. That's LN44PL. For more information, please go to the events site on http://thorpecamp.org or email secretary@thorpecamp.org. Or call Anthony on 07956 654481, and that the Thorpe bit is with an E on the end. To get your rally or event information into GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, details, please post details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, César V3LYC should be starting today from the Duff Islands on the Temotu part of Solomon Islands. He'll be active until the 3rd of May. This is OC179 for IOTA. The operation has been partly supported by the RSGB the Expedition Fund. Harry JG7PSJ will be active as JD1BMH from Chichijima AS031 in the Ogasarawa Islands until the 4th of May. He'll operate CWSSB and RITI 40 to 10 metres. Makoto JI5RPT will be active as JD1BLY from the same island on the 2nd to the 4th of May. While operators WA0WOF in brackets A52YLE and MEO JR3MVW in brackets A52YLM will be active as A52YL from Bhutan until the 6th of May. They'll be operating SSB and CW 80 to 10 metres. JH3AEF and JA3IVU will also be active as A52AEF and A52IVU in their spare time. The team will be QRV 8 to 6 metres CW, SSB and digital modes. Chris VO1IDX will be active as 6Y5IDX from Jamaica, which is NA097, from the 29th of April to the 6th of May. He'll operate SSB and FT8 on 80 to 10 metres. A very large team of Indonesian operators will be active from Tinabo, one of the Taka Bonerate Islands, that's OC242, until the 1st of May, and from Salayar Island, which is OC236, on the 1st and 2nd of May. They'll be QRV 15 to 40 metres. The First Class CW Operators Club, FOC, will be celebrating its 80th anniversary with a month-long event throughout May. It features a large number of special FOC suffix call signs from all around the world, many of them containing the number 80. Points are scored by making CW QSOs with individual FOC members, and the special call signs once per band and certificates will be available depending on participants' positions in the final table on club log. Detailed information, www.g4foc.org/FOC80. A Russian Robinson Club team will be active as Charlie 96 Radio Radio Charlie from Mozambique Island, AFO 88, from the 29th of April to the 3rd of May. A large mainly Belgian group will be active as C8T from Mozambique on the 2nd to the 15th of May. They'll operate SSB, CW and RITI 160 to 10 metres with four stations. A fifth station will operate 2 metres, EME, 60 metres and extra digimodes on all bands. Now to special event news, SOS Radio Wake 2018 takes place between the 1st and 31st of May, with stations operating to celebrate the work of the RNLI. Details include the list of participating stations can be found at www.sosradioweek.org.uk. Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society will be active as GB4GW between the 1st and 28th of May, commemorating the end of the Great War. See qrz.com for more information. Grey Point Fort ARS in Northern Ireland will be active as GB9RAF between the 4th and 31st of May, marking the centenary of the creation of the Royal Air Force. See qrz.com for more. GB0GLS will be active on the 5th of May on the 80 metre, 40 and 20 metre bands, with the possibility of additional activity on 17 and 2 metres to commemorate the work of the Gilnahirk listening station in Northern Ireland. See qrz.com for more. Now, contest news. The Ritty leg of the Polish DX contest continues until 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 29th of April. The bands for this are 3.5 28 megs. The contest exchanges signal report and serial number. Polish stations give their province code. The RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest takes place on Tuesday the 1st of May from 1800 to 1900 UTC FM only. It's followed immediately by the 144 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130, the latter being on all modes. The context exchange for both is the same, a signal report serial number and your locator. Starting Saturday the 5th of May, the UK 6-metre group's Summer Marathon runs continuously for 3 months on the 50 megs bands. It's basically an exercise in collecting as many locator squares as possible during the main months of the sporadic E season. The ARI has its International DX contest next weekend, starting 1200 UTC on Saturday the 5th. CWSSB and Ritty are the modes, the bands being 3.5 to 28 megs. Exchange signal report and serial number. Italian stations also give a two-letter province code. In this contest, there are no points for working your own country and a differing number of points for working your own continent, other continents, and Italy. There are no single band entries and only one power category, high. Multipliers are DXEC entities except Italy and Sardinia, plus Italian provinces. The RSGB 432 megs trophy contest and 10 gigs trophy contest each run from 1400 to 2200 UTC on Saturday the 5th. The RSGB 432 megs to 248 gigs trophy contest starts at the same time but continues for 24 hours. In all three of these contests, the exchange is signal report, serial number and your locator. On Sunday the 6th, the UK Microwave Group has another in its series of low-band contests on the 1.3 gigs to 3.4. The contest exchanges signal report, serial number and your locator. Also on Sunday the 6th, the IRTS is holding its 40-metre counties contest. The running times for this are 1200 to 1400 UTC, and SSB and CW are the modes. Exchange a signal report and serial number. Stations in Ireland, both the Republic and the North, also give a three-letter county code. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, last weekend's poor HF conditions, which made for a quieter than normal International Marconi Day on the 21st, were largely caused by incoming material from a large solar coronal hole. A lack of sunspots didn't help either. The incoming solar wind pushed the K-index up to 6 at one point, but conditions did settle as the week went on. By Thursday the 26th, the K-index was down to 0 or 1. A small sunspot group pushed the solar flux index to a maximum of 77 and the sunspot number to 34, but even this had to decline to 69 and 17 by Thursday. As a result, maximum usable frequencies struggled to exceed 14 megs at times and skip on the lower bands, particularly 40, tended to be longer. The Space Weather Prediction Centre says we might expect another geomagnetic disturbance this weekend due to a high-speed solar wind stream. But after that, next week's geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be fairly settled with a maximum K-index of 2. NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the low to mid-70s. One positive is that the lower solar flux means D-layer absorption is also weakened. This means 40 metres is often open to paths around Europe during the day. Do take a look at the bands. It's often open to France, Germany, Switzerland and Italy, for example, when 20 metres is largely closed. Putting all this together, we might expect slightly better daylight HF conditions next week, with band openings on 40, 30 and up to 20, with occasional surprises on 17 metres. We're still seeing a slight uplift in the critical frequency after sunset, and the ionosonde data shows that 20 metres may remain open to DX over a 3,000-kilometre path until about 21:30 UTC. As always, these are predictions, and you need to get on the air to find out whether they come true. Now for VHF and up, the pressure will remain low close to the British Isles, and therefore Tropo is unlikely to feature much other than transient openings around dawn. With heavy showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, it could be a good spell for rain scatter on the gigahertz band, so radar sites such as Patrick DK5EP's SCP map will be your friend for setting up QSOs. Just Google it. Spratiky is coming into its own time now, and there have already been some openings across to Europe using FT8. Be prepared for some more traditional openings for CW and SSB signals soon. The earlier FT8 events have been linked to the positions of jet streams, but it's very hard to be precise since they happen most days. The CW and SSB signal levels, it's likely that the first place to check out these will be along the lines of jet streams, particularly where they intersect with mountain ranges like the Alps and Pyrenees. The upper air forecast charts do show a good deal of jet stream activity over the next week, so it's time to set up listening watch on the beacons and clusters. Moon declination is negative and falling all week, reaching minimum next Saturday. This coincides with apogee, so peak moon elevations are at a minimum and losses are highest at the same time. This is a week to check out your antenna and receiver performance using sun to cold sky noise measurements, as the sun is getting to a good maximum elevation now. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's also all from me. Until next week.